By the Tories' Vedras tactics of Mr. Beamish, Mr. Fotheringay determined to make an unusual rhetorical effort. "Looky here, Mr. Beamish," said Mr. Fotheringay. "Let us clearly understand what a miracle is. It's something contrary-wise to the course of nature, done by power of will, something what couldn't happen without being specially willed." "So you say," said Mr. Beamish, repulsing him. Mr. Fotheringay appealed to the cyclist, who had hitherto been a silent auditor, and received his assent, given with the hesitating cough and a glance at Mr. Beamish. The landlord would express no opinion, and Mr. Fotheringay returned to Mr. Beamish, received the unexpected concession of a qualified assent to his definition of a miracle. "For instance," said Mr. Fotheringay, greatly encouraged, "here would be a miracle. That lamp, in the natural course of nature, couldn't burn like that upsy down, could it, Beamish?"
"You say it couldn't," said Beamish.
"And you," said Fotheringay, "you don't mean to say,
"No," said Beamish reluctantly. "No, it couldn't."
"Very well," said Mr. Fotheringay. "Then here comes someone, as it might be me, along here."